You are now listening to Men Who Talk Heal, a podcast that normalizes conversations about mental health and promotes personal well-being. Whether you're here for yourself or someone else, this podcast is sure to have something for everyone. Our hosts, Zach, a social worker, and Brandon, a certified life and health coach, discuss their own personal and professional experiences so that others don't feel alone in their own struggles. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the hosts and/or their guests and are not representative of any other entity. Additionally, this podcast is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. You should discuss your personal needs and concerns with a medical or mental health professional. If you are experiencing a medical or mental health emergency, you should call 911 or proceed to your nearest emergency department. Enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to Men Who Talk Heal. I'm Zach, he's Brandon.
Just two dudes bonding with a little dude.
Yeah, we'll bring him in a second. How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
My joints hurt.
Yeah, I pulled something in my neck sometime this week.
Doing what?
I don't know.
I asked you what you did this week. You didn't have anything to tell me besides I went to the market.
I was sitting in the chair and I was doing stretches. You know, I was my chiropractor.
Chair yoga?
My chiropractor tells me to do these stretches because, you know, my neck, like my head leans forward because I have a big head. So my head leans forward. And so he tells me to do these stretches. And I think at some point, either the way I slept or while I was stretching, I pulled something in my neck. And that was earlier this week. And every day I have had really bad neck pain that has turned into a migraine. And so I am like using Biofreeze and medicine because it is miserable.
Do you want me to massage you?
No, because the last time you did that, I was in a lot of pain.
The last time I did it, you had tension and then there was no tension.
Yeah, but I don't think this is tension. I think I have pulled something. Like, I think it just has to heal. Like, I don't think it's a knot. Like, I think
gotta ice it.
Like, I think I remember that when it happened, I was sitting there and I was like, oh, like, I think I pulled something.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate for you.
Yeah. So you're tired?
I am tired.
Busy work week.
A very busy work week.
Yeah.
My building was the same temperature as the outside.
Oh God!
Same humidity.
It was as if
we were outside.
That's awful.
So I was dehydrated for about 4 days.
That's awful. Jess is dressed for winter.
She is, and she needs help.
Medically, she needs help. She thinks it is sub-zero in here. I had to turn the air conditioning up to 74.
What was it on?
71. And so it's. We've had to.
What's wrong with you?
She's so cold. So, but the boys were also complaining that it was cold in here yesterday. So,
I hate that for them.
So,
mainly,
yeah.
I hate it for you because I can't imagine just sweating in my house. You know, that's just a no go.
It's okay. The 74 I can live with. I think if we have got to go above that, it's going to get uncomfortable. So we'll see what happens.
Like if it's 75, just go outside.
Yeah,
you know. Open the windows, keep the door open, live amongst the trees.
Yeah.
At that point.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cut off all my clothes because I'll be sweating profusely.
Don't do that. That's a misdemeanor.
But if you're living amongst the trees, aren't you a sovereign citizen?
You have trees in your... I was talking about your backyard.
Oh, okay.
You have trees in your backyard. If you just cut off all your clothes, that's indecent exposure. People are going to call the cops on you. Mainly fan of the show, Brian.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Here comes the sun.
Do-do-do-do.
No, that's
for someone who hates the Beatles, you really... No, it's not. What?
No.
What'd you just say?
No, sorry. Here comes the sun. Sorry. I told you. And that's not fair. My music knowledge is knowingly... I see the sign.
Here comes the sign.
Here comes the sun.
There you go.
And the Beatles are overrated. All righty. Speaking of boys,
I hate you so much.
We have a guest.
Yeah. A returning guest.
Hi, Aiden.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Everybody remembers Aiden.
Yep.
Aiden's my son. Oh. And
that's what, okay. Yeah. I guess that's what everyone thinks.
Aiden, who's your dad?
You.
Okay, perfect. You're missing some teeth there.
Yeah, I know.
What teeth are you missing?
The two top teeth.
The two top teeth.
Yeah.
Is that what you want for Christmas now, is your two front teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You have any other loose teeth right now?
I have one, like, right here.
Where's right here? They can't see you. Remember, we're on the... Yeah, is that you're pointing to the bottom? Yeah, you've already lost a couple. These top, the two front ones on the top are taking a very long time to come in. You lost those, it seems like, forever ago.
We're actually concerned they're not going to come back in.
Yeah.
So you're here. You've been asking to come back on the podcast for a while now.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I graduated.
You graduated?
Yeah.
What did you graduate?
I graduated kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about kindergarten. Tell us about your experience this year. Because the last time you were here, you were just starting kindergarten.
So I felt happy when I graduated because I had some stuff to do, but I only had to do one thing.
What
was the one thing you had to do?
Yeah, I had to do something really hard.
What was it?
It was kind of like a test or something.
Is it a test?
Oh, you had a test?
Ooh, I hate tests. Did you like the test?
Yeah, but it was still hard.
Yeah.
What'd
they test you on?
Like reading skills, writing.
Yeah.
All that other stuff.
Can you read now?
Yes.
That's great. I can't.
I can spell words.
You can spell words. Spell words.
T-H-E is the.
Okay.
T-H. E-Y is they.
Yeah. Oh,
very good.
One more word. Spell it.
T-H-E-R-E is there.
Wow, heck yeah, it is.
Very good. Which is crazy because, you know, when you started kindergarten, you had a little bit of trouble, like, with your ABCs, right?
Yeah, and I couldn't do it, but I can now.
That's awesome. You're a very good reader. You read to mommy and daddy all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I'll read my whole Star Wars book.
Yeah, you're reading chapter books as an going into first grade, which is really crazy.
My Star Wars chapter book, it's not the big one. It's the little one what I got from the library.
Yeah, which is still one. That's still really good. How do you feel when you read? Like
good.
Good. What's good about it?
It's just I learn more.
Yeah. Do you feel like accomplished? Like you did? Like you figured something out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who helped you learn how to read? Like who helped you the most learn how to read?
My friend Josh.
Your friend Josh. Is Josh in kindergarten or is he an older kid?
Kindergarten.
Oh, so it was another kindergartner that helped you read?
Yeah.
What did he do that was helpful for you?
He played with me. He walked around with me when I had a broken wrist.
Oh, yeah, because you broke your wrist again.
Yeah, he stopped playing soccer once I couldn't play soccer.
Yeah, so instead of playing soccer, you like read for fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. What about your teachers? Did your teachers do anything that was helpful?
Yeah.
What did they do?
They, I forgot.
That's okay.
Yeah, teachers don't do a lot, right?
Mrs. Sukup was cool though, right?
Yeah.
She was a good kindergarten teacher. Yeah,
she was nice to me.
Yeah, she was really good to you. We like Mrs. Sukup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of kindergarten?
All of it.
All of it?
The entire thing?
The entire thing. Yeah, you like school.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you already gave your friend Josh a shout out. Did you make any other friends this year?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I think there's one from summer camp.
What's their name?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Did you make friends with anybody else this year?
I know.
What's your favorite memory from this year?
When we went to the gym, because it's my favorite special.
Gym is your favorite special? Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do in gym?
I like to play basketball.
Yeah.
We played basketball. We had teams, and we played soccer.
Yeah, you really are into soccer right now.
Yeah, and we played football in the gym.
That's cool.
So the football game was the girls versus the boys. The boys won.
Yeah.
Because the girls didn't know what to do.
Yeah, but girls are cool.
Yeah.
Well, we keep telling you, your mom's the smartest person in the room.
Because mommy's a scientist. She knows a lot more than daddy and Uncle Brandon.
Her lab is in Ohio.
It's in Cleveland.
No, Ohio.
Well, we are in Ohio.
Ohio?
Cleveland is in Ohio.
Like, you're in Ohio right now.
But she does all kinds of experiments that daddy doesn't even understand.
I once asked your mom to describe what she does, and I thought she was speaking another language because I don't understand it, because she's much more intelligent than I am. So listen to your mother.
So now you're going into first grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so are you nervous about going to first grade?
Yes.
What are you nervous about?
I have to do harder stuff.
Yeah, but you did. But you were nervous about doing hard stuff in kindergarten, and you figured that out. So you're pretty. You are pretty smart.
But we have to do, we have to do times, and I don't know times yet.
You mean multiplication, like,
and times,
like one times one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called multiplication. Yeah,
but in first grade.
Yeah, but your friends, your older friends have already started to teach you a little bit of that. So you've been practicing a little bit.
I only know a couple.
Which is good. That's more than some people know. When you went into kindergarten, you didn't know any addition. And now look at how much addition you know.
Can I tell you how much I know?
Sure.
Yeah.
So 1 × 1 = 1.
Yeah. Yep, that's correct.
2 × 2 = 1.
No.
2?
No.
Go up a little bit more.
4.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. 2 × 2 = 4.
5 × 5 = 25.
Yeah.
12 × 12 = 144.
It seems like there's a drastic jump between the multiplication that you know. You went from 1 × 1 and 2 × 2 to 5 × 5.
That's all I know.
That's all you know?
Yeah.
So you have the hardest one in 12 × 12.
Do you know the square root of 144?
No.
Okay. Well, come on, you'll get there.
Fun fact, it's 12. If anybody asks you, it's 12.
You took a guess at that one day and you got it right. That's why I was wondering if you'd.
I think you're farther ahead than I was when I was going into first grade. I didn't learn multiplication or times until like third grade.
Oh, the standards are the standards are crazy now. Like, what I was so scared when we got his kindergarten standards, like what he was supposed to know by the end of the year, I was like, oh man, like this is overwhelming, and he's killing it.
Were we dumb?
No,
I think it's just a lot different.
Oh man, I feel inadequate compared to him right now.
Yeah, he's I love watching him read. I love watching him sit and read, and he goes to bed at night, and he sits and he reads out loud. It's so cool.
I did enjoy you reading to me last week. That was fun. You read me your Stormtrooper book.
So what are you doing this summer? What kind of fun stuff are you doing for summer?
I'm going swimming at the rec center.
Yeah, because what are you in at the rec center?
Summer camp,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, summer camp.
Are you loving summer camp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's your first year in summer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about summer camp besides swimming?
Football.
Yeah, you get to, you guys pretty much play football every day.
Do you love football?
Yeah.
Yeah. You gonna play it when you're in high school?
Yeah. I'm gonna play Nordonia football.
You're gonna play Nordonia football?
Yeah. Say hey Coach Fox.
Hey Coach Fox.
And the good thing is that your dad is a really good defensive backs coach that taught Denzel Ward everything he knows. You're good. You're gonna go pro is essentially what I'm telling you right now. When you do, can you buy me a car?
Don't forget Uncle Brandon when you're making lots of money, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm rich, I'm gonna buy him a car.
All right, that's on record. This is legally an agreement. Good job.
Okay, so if you had all the money in the world, Aiden, what would you buy?
Xbox.
You buy an Xbox?
Yeah.
That's good. Those things are like $700 now.
You have a PlayStation and a Switch. You'd still buy an Xbox?
No, I have a PlayStation 5.
No, you don't have a PlayStation. You have a PlayStation 4.
Oh. I was close because I thought I'd play.
You were close.
I just thought about that before I said PlayStation 5.
That's okay.
So would you rather have an Xbox or a PlayStation 5?
Xbox.
You'd rather have an Xbox.
I'll rather have an Xbox because when I get older, I can play like Call of Duty, Fortnite, that other stuff. I like.
You can play that on PlayStation too.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah, those games are not exclusive to the Xbox franchise.
Do you know what?
What?
I like this game. It's like this soccer game. It's on a Chromebook. You have to beat somebody. It's two player on one Chromebook.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
I played it with my friend on the bus.
Oh, yeah. You have lots of friends on the bus that show you games on their Chromebook.
Yeah. It's only Michael.
Michael?
Yeah, only him.
Okay.
So you want an Xbox or a PlayStation 5 for Christmas?
Both.
You get one.
No, why? I only get one electronic.
Yeah, one electronic.
It's crazy.
What?
Because then we'd have to get you multiple controllers, and that's a whole thing. It adds up over time.
Uncle Brandon does have to replace the toy he broke.
That's true.
What toy?
Don't worry about it. So, Xbox or PlayStation 5? Which one do you want more?
PlayStation 5.
Oh, now you want a PlayStation 5?
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put in a good word with the Santa Claus guy, and we'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
What else did you want to talk about today, Aiden? Because you really wanted to come on the podcast. Were there other things that you wanted to talk about?
So the other day, a counselor was playing football.
Uh-huh.
And then I was versing a girl. Then I had the ball. The counselor was running. He was like, boom. The ball didn't go to the ground. Well, it dropped. I went this.
You recovered the ball?
Yeah, boom. Touchdown.
You recovered a fumble for a touchdown?
You got a touchdown, yeah.
Nice.
Congratulations.
First of many as a defensive back.
I got an interception.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
The ball was so low, I catched it. I ran. Nobody got me down. Nobody was looking. I was like, touchdown. And they were like, no. And I'm like, it was an interception.
Cool.
So.
It sounds pretty eventful. What else do you want to talk about?
Nothing else.
Nothing else? All right, so how are you enjoying your summer on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being the best and 1 being the worst.
10.
Oh,
awesome.
I give it 100 stars.
100 stars.
Wow. Two thumbs up.
All Certified right. fresh.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right, I'll see you in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Give it up for Aiden. Woo! Yay! All right, we're gonna talk now. Bye.
Bye.
What a great guy.
You know, he's.
It sucks that our people couldn't get in contact with his people for so long.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, his team was just like reaching out to us saying like, "Hey, he really wants to be on again."
And
we
were you know, his demands and what he wants to be paid for an appearance.
Yeah.
He has high expectations.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly, you know, he wants a PlayStation 5 for Christmas and, you know.
His dressing room, he has a writer. So his dressing room before the show is filled with 16 5-pound bags of Sour Patch Kids.
Yes. Yes.
An entire 2-liter of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And then 14 family value sized bags of double stuffed dark chocolate Oreos.
Right.
And we don't have money for that.
No.
So he came into his dressing room this morning, threw a fit.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely destroyed the place.
It's wild.
We're actually sitting on the floor because he smashed the table in half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, he's got.
Parenting's pretty poor on that side for that kid. That's all I'm saying.
But, you know, he reads well, so.
Well, yeah. Reads well, means well. It's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you have anything, you know, because he really wanted to be on the show this week.
That's true.
So, you know, do you have anything that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, so I had one thing. Do you ever find it where, like, the physical symptoms of either, like, stress or anxiety, does it ever feel like a vibration inside to you?
I can't say that it does.
No?
No.
Okay, because I've been, like, noticing this more recently, and it's always been there, but, like, whenever I'm overly tired and, either like super stressed out or super anxious, the inside of my body feels like it is vibrating at a very like quick speed. Huh. Like take the massage gun I have and put on the highest level.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like to me.
Huh.
And I don't know how to like calm that down or how to get that like out. And so like, I'll just kind of keep moving a little bit, but it doesn't like settle it down. And I don't know how to fix it. And I don't know like what it is or like what it means, but I've always had like this physical symptom that it's just always kind of been there. So I didn't really notice it too much, but that more frequently it's happening. And I'm like, what's going on?
That's really interesting. It sounds really sensory.
Yeah. I'm becoming more aware of sensory issues as I get older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like TV volumes.
Yeah.
Have to be below a certain point. Like some people can blast music in their car.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's at a 10.
Have you tried some type of like external stimuli?
Yeah. I try like shaking. Mm. Like I try and almost match the frequency of like movement, but it doesn't help that much.
What about like pressure?
I do like pressure. I love my weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a hand massager that will like compress my hand. It'll literally squish my hand. And we've had this conversation. Like I asked you, do you like to be squeezed?
Yeah, no.
I love it. It feels very nice to me.
Yeah. I like the weighted blanket, but I don't like to be squeezed necessarily.
Do you have like the fear of being trapped?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm not claustrophobic, but like.
But you don't want to be restricted.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I don't like being restricted, but like knowing like if producer Brittany is like, if I ask her, can like Q squeeze my leg?
Yeah.
Just so I can like feel that, I'm not like freaking out.
Yeah.
But like then if you put me in a small room, I'll be like, I can't be in here for too long.
Yeah. Like I can't watch those videos, like those like the caving videos.
Mm-mm.
Like I can't watch it. Like that's,
yeah.
Like I get really
dark and small space. Absolutely not.
Like, I don't know how those people do that. Like where they are literally like holding a camera on like a GoPro, like on a selfie stick, and then like wedging themselves through.
Or they put it in front of them and they're like crawling.
I don't know how they do, like, I don't know how they do that and find it exhilarating. Like,
no, But then again, if you put me, if you're like, hey, go skydiving, I'll be like, absolutely, let's do it.
Yeah, no, I can't do that either.
I'm not scared of, I don't have the heights thing.
I can't watch the caving videos, and I can't watch the video of the guy that climbs to the top of the tower to change the light bulb.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. He gets paid $20,000 to do that.
Every time he does it, yeah.
Every time he does it. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would try it once.
I'm getting shaky thinking about it. Like, just thinking about the video.
The thing that freaks me out the most is, like, solo mountain climbers.
Oh.
Where they are literally just, like, climbing with nothing. Oh. Or the ones that are climbing and just, like,
attaching the free climbers,
and then, like, attaching themselves into the rock with every time they go up.
That's crazy. Like, you literally are relying on nothing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I could never. I need safety measures in place.
Yeah, at least I guess the guy climbing the tower, like, he has those 2 points of contact. But also, I guess, like, if you slip, like, how much is that actually? I mean, you're relying on that harness.
Yeah.
So.
If he slips and falls, like, he's not going to fall.
Yeah.
He's still close enough where he could, like, latch onto something.
Yeah, I guess.
I would have, like, 6 harnesses if I did that job. Be like, oh, this one's going to fail? Nope. Mm-mm. Here's 5 more, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a high ropes course, and I was, like, every time before I went from, like, thing to thing, I was, like, literally pulling on the harness and, like, checking. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. Absolutely. I've never been ziplining. I would like to go ziplining.
That's what I did. It was, like, the thing in the Strongsville.
No, the Metroparks, the
Go Ape thing. Yeah. It was really cool because it's like a high ropes plus zip lining. So like you do like the high ropes and then you zip line from like platform to platform. Mm. And I actually had a great time. And it's actually like a challenging, like I was physically exhausted afterwards.
Yeah.
And so that was a good time. But I was like, oh, this is a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
I always wanted to do it.
Yeah. I did it for a bachelor party a while ago.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wish I would have been there, but
it's a good time.
Yeah. I really wish I would have knew you when you were getting married.
It wasn't for my bachelor party.
I know. I'm just saying. You're a whole different person now.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. You like to think so.
Yeah.
Not all the time, though. Some people are kind of stuck.
That's true.
Yeah.
Aiden's still just sitting here.
I know.
He's just
it's all right, though.
He's just hanging out.
He's just chilling.
Just hanging out.
Just wants to spend quality time with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You're gone a lot.
Not really. Not really.
He just wants to spend time with his dad.
We're going on a boat on Thursday.
Going on a
with Grandpa. Yeah.
Boat.
Yep.
Papa Miles has a boat?
Yep.
That's cool. So, you got anything else? Anybody plans this week?
No. Nope. Besides that, we're going to do ribs on the 4th.
Ribs are good.
I'm going to try homemade barbecue sauce.
What? Yep. That's risky.
Yep. Going to try homemade barbecue sauce and going to try the ribs. Going to try ribs competition style. So not fall off the bone. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
That's really cool. Yeah. Aiden does love ribs.
Aiden is now into ribs. So yeah. The palate is expanding here.
Yeah, your kids eat well.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so, they're pretty good.
They are pretty good.
They're pretty good. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I think we should take time to be grateful for our listeners. So I want to give a shout out to Bethany. Bethany, I know you're listening, even though it's controversial for you. But I appreciate your listen. And if you have any ways to kind of help me with like the vibration feeling inside, please let me know. I'm very excited to hear from you. You seem like someone with a lot of knowledge and a lot of opinions. So I would love to talk to you. So let us know and I'll even invite you on the show. But shout out this week to the listener, Bethany, wrote some good reviews and, we'll see you next week.
Bye everybody.
Thanks for joining us on Men Who Talk Heal. Make sure to visit us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, be sure to check out our website, www.menwhotalkheal.com. And while you're there, go ahead and subscribe to our show on whichever platform you prefer. That way, you never miss the show. If you found this episode helpful, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Facebook. Same time, same place next week for another great conversation. Until then, Zach and Brandon remind you to take it one day at a time.